Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
This is Not Quite Dead. Episode 31, Cold Snap.
Went into the city with Nash last night. He said some stuff I want to remember, and I didn't have my phone on me, I wasn't recording him, so he mentioned that he's frustrated with me about the Casper thing, partly because he's pretty sure Cass would not want this. His implication was, I don't know, he seemed to be suggesting that Casper wanted to die, that him going to Bonham wasn't just about trying to save me, it was also about ending his own life, which, to me, that sounds insane, right? Like, he was a miserable bastard, but did he actually have a death wish? Surely if he did, wouldn't he be dead? If he wanted to be dead? Like, he's been knocking around for a couple hundred years. That's a long time to not die if dying's really what you want, isn't it? This fire needs more wood. Not sure why it never occurs to me, you know, to be warm. But in the city last night, it was warm. I'd forgotten. I don't feel the cold now, not in a way I notice, but the warmth is, it's nice. Everything in this house is cold. It's only October, but it feels like the dead of winter. I don't know. Maybe I'm being dense about Casper. Maybe it's not that he was suicidal like that. Maybe it's more like when people sign DNRs or have arrangements with their families about when to turn off life support. Maybe it's like that. Except he's not getting support, and he's not alive, and he's not rotting, and he should be. Or, I remember Cass saying to me once, vampires don't rot, not exactly, they just crumble. From what I'm reading about the way our bodies look, it sounds like we kind of dry out. And yet it's occurred to me that he could be mummified like that somehow, that because of whatever happens to our tissues when we change, whatever makes them more fibrous or whatever. Maybe I'm just not looking for the right signs, but he's soft. His skin is soft. He feels like he's sleeping, but he just doesn't wake up. There are PET scans there in the notes, but I need to read the paperwork more closely. One thing I'm pretty certain of is that you can kill a vampire in two ways. You can drain them of all blood, which takes ages, and then they take ages to die. Or you can destroy the brainstem, which is quicker, but something weird about all this paperwork is that it's missing some foundational stuff. There's a mention in a few places of something called infection cascade. I thought at first they were talking about the cascade effect in immune responses, like where your immune system gets engaged in a runaway effect when trying to respond to an illness. But the context seems to make that unlikely, especially when I consider all the times this term comes up. But it's just not described anywhere. There's also not a proper description of the change into a vampire. Like, they clearly know. And they keep making reference to scattered terms, which I'm pretty sure relate to the process of vampirification, but, like, there's no explanation of them, and it's impossible to work out their definitions through context. It's a nightmare. Maybe Bonham gave some kind of speech to everyone. Maybe I'm missing some kind of key text. I don't know. I just don't have a solid understanding of the foundations for this stuff, and I only have so much medical training. I'm a nurse. I'm great at looking after people. I know a lot about dosage and monitoring conditions. I can dress wounds, I can suture, I can read x-rays and CTs and do ultrasounds. I only know the broader stuff through my own reading, and that's been very focused around my personal interests, which hasn't really got anything to do with epidemiology or diagnostics or genetics. Fuck knows what else I need to understand for all of this to just snap into place in my head. Like, if I could have 5 years to read, to practice, maybe I could get there. Actually, I'm certain I'd be able to. But I don't have that time, do I? Bonham has been killing people. There are vampires out there, new and old, vulnerable. There just isn't time. And then there's Casper. If I could just look at his brain activity, maybe. Maybe that'd tell me, maybe then I'd... At least there have been fewer half-maids since we destroyed the lab. But not zero. We've slowed them down, but we haven't stopped them. Somehow, I think the only way he can be stopped is to kill him. But maybe I've been spending too much time with Nej. He's very... Yeah. A lot of stories he tells seem to end with him killing a vampire. Maybe I should fear for my life. Need some more wood. It's really warming up in here. Maybe I should call Nej. He's still in the house, I think. I'd have heard him leave. And I feel it in my gut. He's close. Near Casper, maybe, but... But Nej won't even look at him, really, not for long, not whilst... I think he's angrier about Casper than he's letting on. I think he's angry Cass is dead, angry I'm trying to, like... What am I trying to do? Save him, I think. He's not rotting, I can't put him in the ground if he's not decomposing. Whatever you want to call it. Maybe Bonham's just stumbled on the world's best embalming method. I don't know, but if there's a chance he's in there, I can't let him go. I just can't. Casper saved me. He killed people to save me, even though he tried to never kill. He risked everything for me. He went to Bonham because of me. It's my fault this happened to him. My fault he's stuck like this. So if there's any even minuscule chance for me to fix it, it's my fucking... obligation to find that chance and make it work. I have to. It was odd last night. The hunt with Nej again. After everything that's happened, to be out in the world side by side, it was strange. I was surprised to find that it didn't feel bad. I thought it would, you know, because he's... Well... He's a fucking liar, isn't he? How can I trust him? But I do, sort of. I trust him not to hurt me and not to let me go too far. And that reassurance is nice, you know? I don't know. I feel weirdly ashamed. I feel like I shouldn't have had a good time. I feel like I should have hated it, hated him. But he's Nej, you know? And he's been so... Without him, it's very... and it was warm at the hotel in the city. The water in the showers was hot. I love the smell of him when his skin is damp. No, I don't love it. It's just nice. It's, yeah, a little more wood, I think. It's just that I know he would have slept on the floor if I'd asked. He'd have left. He'd be gone. Yeah, there's that pull, that tug towards each other we feel, but he never tasted my blood when I was human. And I never drank his back then either, so it'll fade, Nej says, if I let it. He says, if I want it to be gone, it can be gone. If I can wait a few years, maybe a decade or two. Nej says that bonds forged between humans and vampires last longer. The balled up strings inside of me, the thing that drew me to Casper, that horrible mess of knots and chains and invisible strings, that'll fade one day. If I live to be 100, it'll be gone, he thinks. If. But it's not looking likely, not the way things are now, not with what I've decided, because I have to stop Bonham. I have to make sure this never, ever happens again. And that means... it means impossible shit, stupid shit. It means telling people about vampires, and according to Nej, that means the vampires will come for me. According to Nej. Fuck Nej. When I asked him to leave after we brought Cass home, he didn't argue. He just went. He didn't say anything at all. I didn't have a number for him. I didn't have anything. He was just gone. Gone. Well, it wasn't exactly nothing. I had that feeling in me, that sense I might be able to find him if I followed the unease in the pit of my stomach. That feeling of something, like a tether between us. So I knew he was all right, or at least broadly all right, and I guess he knew the same about me. When he's close by, it's all just that little bit simpler, you know? Like that part of my head that's thinking about that feeling in me, that tug in my chest. It's quiet when he's around. Really, this is what gives me hope about Cass, because it's not gone, that tie between us, and fucking hell, I'm so terrified of it going. I'm so scared of that knot inside me that is my connection to him just being gone. I'm so scared that if we burn him, maybe it'll fade faster. But I don't want it to fade at all. I want Casper to be okay. I need him to be okay. Otherwise, what have I done? What am I doing? I didn't want this life for me. If I hadn't had a Casper to find, would I have let myself become this thing that I've become? Did I even want this? Did I?
Alfie, get in here.
Nej, is everything okay?
Just come here.
Casper, what did you do to him?
Alfie.
Shh. Casper, darling.
Look at his mouth.
Blood. The sockets from his teeth, they're weeping blood.
What can I do?
Draw your own.
Fuck that.
No, don't just...
Come on, Casper. Drink. Drink. Drink.
Nothing.
Putain de merde.
I... Fuck. Let's get him back on the table. There you are. Beautiful boy.
Stop. Stop it.
What?
It is all too much, Alfie. I can't.
You can't what?
Please, Alfie. It's time.
What were you doing in here?
I did not touch him.
Were you going to burn him?
Of course not.
If you lay a hand on him...
Then what, Alfie? What is this? What are you going to do? Attack me, eh? You really think you could overpower me?
I did it last night.
Ha. No, you did not. You sprang on me without warning.
I could take you. I'm bigger than you.
Size isn't everything. I don't want to fight.
Maybe I do.
I have killed more vampires than you have ever even seen.
Are you threatening me?
I am warning you.
Bite me.
No, Stop it. I am sick of you being this way. Stop.
Maybe you should have just let me die.
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm useless.
Mortis, what in the name of any god has inspired this nonsense?
I can't fix him.
What?
I have been trying to fix him, and it won't work. What is the point of me?
None. Nothing. Ce n'est pas le rien. Stop being this way.
What way?
Like him.
Maybe that's what I want to be.
Shut up. Stop. Enough.
You said I could take all the time I needed.
It has been months and you're still obsessed. You aren't grieving.
It looks different for everyone.
It does not look like this. Little love, you have his body on a table in the back room.
What if he's still in there?
You would have reached him by now.
Don't say that. Don't ask me to stop.
I wouldn't. I'm not.
Why isn't he decaying, Nej?
I don't know.
Could you risk it?
I'll remind you that I loved him too. It was different, but it was still love.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Elaborate. What didn't you mean?
You. It's... There's times when you talk like I'm already dead. Like you're always thinking about how things will look to you when they become the past, even when they're happening.
Oh.
Sorry.
No. Perhaps you are right and I am guilty of this. Perhaps.
I'm sorry.
Please. Whatever this is, grief or not, I don't like what it is doing to you. I don't like how it's twisting you. You're becoming obsessed and I can't carry on like this in such proximity to you exhibiting this behaviour. Last time I saw you look alive was when we caught Sherman and that does not feel right.
What do you mean?
At first it was good, no? You seem to take a real interest. I can get on board for revenge, Alfie, but... I don't think that is what you want, is it?
I don't know what I want.
No, you don't. That's okay.
What do you want?
Me?
I'm not fucking talking to Casper, am I?
Not this time.
Nej, come on.
Mostly I just wanted to be okay. To live my life. To get on with it. What is wrong with that?
Just... You make it sound like you're gritting your teeth to get through the day. Is that really how you live? How you have lived for 10,000 fucking years?
I do not know. Why are you asking me this, eh? It's a stupid fucking question.
Fucking hell, man. You were asking me. It was your fucking question.
Then perhaps I am stupid.
You're not.
At times I have wondered if this is the secret to my longevity, no?
What is?
An absence of thinking.
Oh, fuck off. You think way hard about stuff. You just...
No, continue. What am I?
I don't know. You're, like, straightforward about stuff.
Simple.
No, I mean, you're, like, fuck, this is too hard.
I'm grateful that you tried to save my self-esteem. I respect this about you.
You're kind, too.
Am I? That is interesting. I do not think Casper would have agreed with you.
Well, maybe not, but, you know.
I do not know.
It's like you said. Casper was an idiot.
Ah.
Nej.
Didn't want it to be this way. I tried so hard to keep him safe.
I know you did.
No, you don't understand. You don't get it. You'll never get it.
What won't I get? Talk about double fucking standards. Christ, stop being such a fucking knob and just tell me.
Ugh.
You protected him from something. I listened back to the tapes when we first met. You told me you cleaned up his messes. What did you mean by that?
Casper, he had a way. He had a way of getting himself into these situations.
What do you mean?
I can't do this in here.
Yeah, okay. Come in here. I started the fire.
Oh. Good. That's... Yes. Good.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just... You have done something which could be argued to be kind to yourself. This is a good thing.
Yeah, well.
Well.
Come in then.
swarm. It's nice that it's warm.
I suppose I just never think to, you know, be warm. But it is nice, yeah. Sit down. Tell me about Casper.
He has always had an habit of getting himself into these positions.
He was very flexible.
Oui, he was, and an excellent fellow. But that is not what I meant.
He was a good follow for you?
Sometimes.
Intriguing.
He was flexible, as you say. How was he with you?
Careful.
The marks on your neck tell otherwise.
No, they really don't. I'd be dead if he wasn't careful.
Yes, I suppose you would.
I bet everyone's a good follow for you.
And why is that?
Well, you're you, aren't you?
And what am I supposed to conclude from that, then?
You just... You're very...
Not this again. Surely we have progressed beyond the size of my...
Nesh, firstly, it's unlikely that that is something I'll ever forget about. And secondly, not what I meant. And you know it. And you're hiding.
I am, aren't I? Funny how you see this. Funny.
Just learned how to look.
Yes. You have...
Why'd you look so worried about that?
You remember what I said? How it is nice that you do not know. How I am being selfish.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm a selfish creature. Let me hide, please. Just for a little. Just while I can.
Okay.
Merci.
Merci indeed.
This is not what you want to know about, is it? You wanted to know about Casper and his proclivity for situations.
I don't know. Do I want to know about Casper's situations?
I cannot answer this for you, mon petit chou.
Why did you go to him today?
Ah, you won't let me hide twice, I suppose.
Nope. Sorry.
Lies, you are not remotely sorry.
You're right, I'm not. But I let you hide all the time. Way more than I try to chase you out.
I thought you might... I figured you might be grateful for some time with me out of earshot.
Were you? Out of earshot?
Mostly.
God. Things are so fucking complicated.
Always. Always.
What messes did you have to clean up for Casper?
Well, what a question. Blood, spit, other bodily...
Nesh!
My apologies. In my defense, I am distracted.
By what?
You look rather delicious in the firelight. It brings this sort of... There is a flush to your cheeks. I can smell yesterday's scent on you.
You can?
You have come a long way. You are getting good at it, the ant. I'd let you bite me in a second.
Yeah, well, you've never been that difficult to convince of that, to be honest. I wonder how much of a vampire you really are.
I'm quite a lot of a vampire. You say you will not forget this, but you see, I do have to remind you.
You're ridiculous.
And proud of it.
It's quite a triumph.
What is?
The way you are. You're so... I don't know what you want from me.
What would I want from you, Alfie?
That's what I mean. I don't know.
I want exactly what you want to give me. I will take nothing more and often less if I think it will be safer.
Why do you get to be the one who decides what's too much?
Because I am so very, I suppose.
That you are, Nesh.
You feel lost and afraid of yourself still. You are scared of what you could become if you are left to make all the choices. You fear that the space inside of you is so wide and so deep you could drink the world dry and never be sated. I decide because you need a hand on the back of your neck. Not to tell you when to stop, but to remind you that you can. And you will.
How do you know I will?
Because I will fucking tell you to, if you don't. That is why. My. Your eyes are red, Alfie. Are you going to enter me? Come, lay here with me.
But you... Last night, afterwards... You said something about me pushing for something you couldn't offer.
Look at me, Alfie. Do I look pushed?
No.
So will you come to me?
All right.
Salut.
Hi.
What is it that you are thinking? Don't end it. Just answer.
We're close now.
We are?
Like last night.
Oui.
Exactly like last night.
Do you want it to be?
I don't know. Can I see the mark?
Yes. You're on the rack. Does it meet your expectations?
I don't know what my intentions were, to be honest.
You wanted my attention. They certainly got it, unsubtle though your methods may have been.
It's much redder than I thought it would be. It's flat. I thought it would be raised.
Ah, no. You may not have tongued this bite mark shut, but the others you are looking at are... They were given to me in very specific circumstances, shall we say.
You didn't want them?
No.
What if I bit every single one of them and licked them shut?
You would do that.
If it helped.
Perhaps sometime we can try with one to see if it will make the mark fade.
I'm sorry you got hurt like that.
Me too. I'm sorry that you have been hurt in ways you didn't like to.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
What?
Last night.
Fuck you, Nash.
You did, yes.
Nash!
That is my name, oui.
Oh, fucking idiot.
Perhaps.
Remember in the beginning, when you first brought me here, when we slept on the floor together?
I do. I will remember that for as long as my mind will let me hold on to it. Quoi?
You're doing it again. You're talking about the future like I won't be in it. Stop talking like we're in the past. We're not.
I know. I feel alarmingly present.
I'm still angry.
I know.
Are you dazzling me on purpose now?
Am I dazzling you?
Come on, you must know it.
I do not, pardonnez-moi. Did I dazzle you last night?
No. Maybe. Yes. But you're just so... So...
So what?
You're warm. It makes you smell like... Pine? Mint? How can you smell warm and cold at the same time? It's maddening. Oh, stop looking so pleased with yourself. What about you? What are you thinking?
Bite your lip.
What? Nej.
Bite it.
Okay.
Good. Elder.
Ow.
Very good. Look at that. Your blood smells different when you are warm, too.
What do I smell like?
Earth after rain. Fine brandy. A twist of winter gin. Like frost clinging to the first peaches of spring. Flesh so soft it bursts before you bite it and leaves sticky juice running all down your chin.
Oh.
You're going to turn off the recording now and lie here with me like this.
Am I?
Only if you want to.
Okay.
Turn the recording off, because it is a thing we make for the future, and everything on it will be the past. I will show exactly what I want from you, and certainly...
Distributed under a Creative Commons 4.0 attribution license. Support the show on Patreon to get early access to new episodes at patreon.com/hangingslothstudios. Live, laugh, bite.